This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's a fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Fred and Blake are in there throwing heat over there in the bullpen, getting ready for the Fan after dark. Cowboys crossed talk. Cowboys hour is coming up from 7 to 8. We got a lot of very interesting Cowboys and Niners news. I'm starting to think the win is possible, Woolchuck. A revenge Sunday night football.
Yeah.
Here he is, the Woolly Bully with the C-note.
All right, we'll get to this biology report. Some good questions that I saw from DallasCowboys.com that I want to kick around with y'all as we assess this team as they get ready to take on the Niners after the bye. But here's the updates from San Fran. Per Adam Schefter, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan told reporters he would be surprised if Christian McCaffrey were to play Sunday against the Cowboys, but he added that San Francisco's star could be back after the bye week on November 10th against the Buccaneers. Injury news. 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel has been hospitalized due to pneumonia and fluid in his lungs. There's timeline for his return. That is scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And we wish Deebo the best and hope he recovers very, very soon. That, I mean, when you start messing with pneumonia and fluid in the lungs, that can be, man, I've gotten pneumonia a few times. I've never had to be hospitalized for it. So get well soon, Deebo.
Yeah, I had pneumonia a few times
as a kid. It's the worst.
Yeah.
George Kittle has a sprained foot and is considered day-to-day. So there's a possibility here that they're already without Brandon Ayuk for the season. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey's not going to play. Mm-hmm. Kittle possibly might not play.
Jennings is banged up, too. They're the receiver.
Juwan Jennings is banged up, yep. And I mean, it doesn't sound like Deebo Samuel. You're in the hospital on Monday. I don't think you're going to be playing on Sunday. But, hey, modern medicine, you never know.
They might built different, dude.
They might not throw the ball this game.
His first name is Deebo.
And that's what's kind of scary. They might not have to.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it could be just a Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how New Orleans won. That's how Detroit. Now, Detroit hit some big plays, but they probably could have just lined up and ran it with Gibbs and with Montgomery. But that's going to be their path of success. Clearly, they're so banged up with the skill players outside of Jordan Mason, I suppose, right now. But if you're the Cowboys, if I'm lining up against San Francisco, there's no Ayuk, there's no Kittle possibly, there's no Deebo possibly, Juwan Jennings may be iffy, but you got to make sure I'm loading the box. And maybe that doesn't do anything for you. Maybe you still can't stop the run. But this is definitely a different version of the 49ers and the Cowboys you're going to have played against the last few years without all these parts potentially.
Is the line still around 5 with all this news coming out?
I haven't seen in the last like 20 minutes or so what's happened. Because I know the Deebo stuff, Schefter just broke that, I think, 18 minutes ago.
I actually hate this, dude, because this is going to make a Sunday night L feel even worse.
Is it one of those things
good
where
point.
It's just a lose-lose? Because even if you do beat the 49ers, you're not getting that mental like lift. Because I thought,
hell with that, man. No, you beat the 49ers.
It's down to 4.5.
Yeah, but it's
because you're a mass unit, too.
Yeah, you beat the 49ers.
You might not be playing with Micah Parsons again.
Yeah. This is no longer a revenge game.
No.
It doesn't count. You know?
See, exactly.
So you win this game, you're going to poo-poo it a little bit?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And I think a lot of people will.
And you're probably still going to lose this game.
Yeah, you are
still going to lose this game.
Backups can beat your defense pretty soundly right now.
I'm telling you, Brian, I was hoping like, hey, this is a way to get people back in. If you go to San Francisco, you find a way to get a win. Even I can maybe try and talk myself into maybe this thing could be a little different. Now you beat them. It's going to be like Pittsburgh. You have to win in Pittsburgh. Well, they don't have a good offense.
No good offense.
It's going to be, but.
That was a gritty, tough win in Pittsburgh.
I agree.
You were down guys, too.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It was a gritty, tough win in Pittsburgh, baby.
You were there for it.
I was there. Mm-hmm. I was clawing with my fingernails. My nuts got sprained.
All your wins have been against trash teams. So you have to ask yourself, you know, are those teams now that trash? You know, are the Niners that bad?
We got their quarterback. We need this trash win here.
Plus, you know, you win with Micah and Tank still in the mix. I mean, these are really good players that are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Vegas has it right. Niners favored by almost 5 points.
Okay.
Let's get to biology. But I think it's going to be a close game. I'm no longer running to the window like, take my money, let me bet Niners minus -5. Yeah. I'm like, okay, no bet. I don't know what's going
to
happen here.
How much about to go into San Francisco, beat the crap out of the Niners? I can't wait. This is going to be awesome. All right. Let me ask you guys these questions, courtesy of DallasCowboys.com. I thought they did a great job with this article. We'll kick this around. Got questions for my guys here, Brian. Get off your phone, Brian. I'm starting with you.
Brought us
you ready? You ready?
Yeah, I was like, somebody was like
scrolling the only.
If it's important, I'll pivot. I'll go to Eric.
Go to Eric first, if
okay.
you would.
All right. Eric, you ready?
I guess.
Dawson, you ready too?
Hold on. I'm checking my phone.
All right.
No, I'm ready.
Desperate. Well, hey, you got sources. All right. We might have a source off here. All right, Eric, desperately, Cowboys need this guy back. Who's the guy?
Ooh. Last year's Dak Prescott.
Oh! I like that answer. That's thinking outside the box. You understood the assignment. Good stuff. Because you could go a variety of ways. Bland, Eric Kendricks. Is it Tank? Is it Micah? The runner-up for MVP version of Dak Prescott. Not necessarily one that a lot of people are taking. I like that response. Because where is that guy? Because as poor as the play design has been, your quarterback hadn't been very good either.
Not helping you. Now he has been stressing over, you know, pulling off the perfect engagement, and now that monkey's off his back.
I hope that's a stress reliever because I know how stressful it can be. No question.
What guy do we need back? What, that just left?
Available to come back for this team right now, who do they need back the most?
Micah Parsons.
Micah.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy Bland's back.
Yeah.
Because that gives me a little bit more confidence. You know, Diggs ain't playing great. You know, flashes. I hate that. You need some consistency in that cornerback spot. So I know you guys have answered well, but I'll take Bland back.
Bland they need back too. Yeah. 100%. No question. Okay. Try and get optimistic here, General.
Oh.
This guy is better than we thought.
Oh. I like this game.
Chuck. Rico Dowdle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rico Dowdle. Better than we thought. Brian?
I think I'm going to say this. I think BB's played really, really well. And it's only because of the twist stuff up front, but everything else for him has been really good. And for not ever playing center.
Impressive.
You liked him the whole time. I don't think I shared like you have.
I know.
He's turned into a nice player for you.
He's hurt now and it stinks, but I would say Marshawn Nealand if you're just going full for the season.
Nealand would have definitely been my answer too.
That would be one of the guys that are here
now. I was
not
as high on the Nealand pick as others were, but I liked what we were seeing.
Yeah. And even Tolbert, I think the bar had been lowered so much that he's come up over top.
Yeah, Tolbert would be a good. The one that I always keep my eye on is Leofau because that's kind of where I was thinking about them running backs.
I would say...
But Leofau has not been bad.
No.
But
in fact, DallasCowboys.com, they went with Leofau and Cooper Beebe.
Yeah.
The guy for me that's better than I thought at this stage in his career is Jordan Lewis.
Great call.
I was ready to move on from Jordan Lewis. I was like, hey, cap casualty, whatever, don't re-sign him. Let's go ahead and play some young guys. But Jordan Lewis has been a godsend.
He might be one of your best defensive players.
He sure has been.
Through six games.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think the Troy Aikman hater, Kevontae Turpin, has been better than I thought.
Okay. That's,
I
like that answer.
He's a route runner.
How about this? What are your expectations between now and Thanksgiving of who they're playing? You've got on the schedule this week. We start off.
I think they'd be fortunate to be 500.
Like, you just want to keep this thing afloat?
I think they'll be fortunate with the schedule they have.
It's a tough schedule.
To be 500.
0-5 in the next five games going into Thanksgiving against the Giants is what I got, Wolchuk. Niners, Falcons, Eagles, Texans, Commanders.
So you're expecting winless going between now and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be
top 10 pick.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably give them a win. I'd probably give them a win.
San Fran, think that's an L, or you think that's a win?
He thinks
that's
an L. He thinks Atlanta. They're going to beat Atlanta at noon.
And even that's,
I think the
even
Eagles
that's
at home
tough.
Is the most likely out of all the games that you've got.
If the Eagles figure out just to hand the ball to Saquon Barkley and he stays healthy, that's a hard out right there.
They're all going to be tough.
They get the Philly game
dude.
At home there on the 10th. They get a back-to-backs Eagles and Texans at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you're in a situation where you envision yourself picking them to win any one of those games, but you think over a sample of five games or whatever, they should be able to win one.
Saquon's revenge.
Yeah.
He had three monster runs yesterday.
He did. He was 18 That's yards away from his career high yesterday.
If he stays healthy and they commit to running, because that takes Hurts out of having to play.
Yeah.
If they have no running game, then Hurts will throw you an interception or two. Now, if they can run the ball, he doesn't have to. Like what Lombardi was talking about, that they throw the ball 18 times. The times you've gotten mauled in these games, quarterbacks haven't had to make a bunch of throws. I know the Lions a little bit there, but the first two, the Saints Ravens game, they didn't have to throw the ball. They just mauled you running it.
Even Detroit didn't have to. Yeah. They were getting whatever they wanted.
They're just good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, out of the next five, I guess my expectations.
My hope is they stay. They can keep it at 500.
If they can do that, that'd be great. I think you might be looking at two wins out of that bunch.
That would be the max.
And I'm trying to be optimistic, because like it's the NFL is weird. Maybe you win one, you don't think you're going to win. But yeah, that's a daunting task right there. Yeah, maybe it's San Fran.
But what we've seen from the Cowboys to this point, like they're trending in a way that they are like. Potentially picking in the top 10.
They are.
This is like potentially one of the worst teams in the entire league.
Very well could be. Okay, so an alarming stat or trend for you from this team. Now, you can come up with your own. I do think some of the ones that they've got on here are good. Cowboys have allowed 167 combined points in their last four home games, third in NFL history over a four-game span. They've only scored 85 points themselves during that drought. Mm. So the amount of points they're giving up at home, red zone struggles. Dak tied for the most red zone interceptions in the league and has only completed 9 of 23 passes inside the 20-yard line. It's from Tommy Arish. 9 of 23 inside the 20. That's brutal.
I think they might have signed him right as he was going over the edge into totally washed up.
Gosh.
Happened too soon for him because of the devastating leg injury.
How about this one from Nick Eatman? Coming out of the locker room, either in the first quarter or the third, has been really bad for the Cowboys. Cowboys have been outscored 30-9 on game opening drives and 31-7 to start the third. That comes down to preparation, according to Nick.
Well, you feel like that's a lot of coaching. Like, your team ready to play at the start of these games? And then also at the halftime, like, do you have your team prepared? Emotionally and everything else, what is your strategy? The first quarter is basically a picture of what our plan was, our strategy coming into the game, and it's working in an awful way on both sides of the ball. It's a lot on coaching, but I think that the big one there is, and you can the fact that it's at home adds more to it, but just the difference there in when you face quality teams because you're facing more quality teams. You know what I'm saying? You would have probably won one of these home games if you had played the Giants at home instead of the Lions or whatever. So you're playing quality teams, and you are getting completely outclassed from start to finish. You don't stand a chance against the league's top teams. Going back to Green Bay last year, you played the Saints in week two when they were actually clicking and they were good, and you're just getting tore up. You don't even stand a chance.
Yeah, and I mean, you're starting slowly, which is bad for your defense, and then clearly you're not doing anything better coming out of the half. 31-6 to start the third quarter. That was not a trend that I was aware of right there. All right, last one. The Cowboys need much more from this guy.
Well, I mean,
Terrence Steele.
Steele, the right side, yeah.
Yeah, on the right side. If you could get him to play in where, I always talk about the 65 plays instead of maybe five poor ones, maybe three poor ones, maybe the extra two that you don't. That's to me, if I just need to get him. How about Zach Martin?
I think Zach Martin right now is that's a guy that you pencil in as I'm not going to have to worry about you.
Yeah,
the worst player on the field against
could
the
Could he
Lions,
have got healthy over the bye week? Is something bothering him?
He was dealing with some back stuff and all that. I mean, he's such a tough guy, and he won't let you, he won't let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's been a little bit of a problem for him. Like, guys have got him on some power stuff, and I, I wonder if he's dealing with something. But, you know, I mean, he's he's a Hall of Fame player, and he looks very mortal right now the way he's blocking.
Yeah, I think you're looking at just all the guys that you've paid. You mentioned Steele, so I will go with Trayvon Diggs. Already Diggs. Mentioning Dak in these conversations. So, and I would also look at your coach.
Yeah, Mike
your
McCarthy.
Head coach. Please be better.
I need to get more from Jake Ferguson.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
He's
yeah.
a guy that I'm looking at. Like and that also, hey, that can fall back on scheme and play calling as well. But Jake Ferguson hasn't shown his, and that might be a little bit of the results of that knee injury at week one. But some of the big plays after the catch, where he's breaking tackles and finding a way to extend and get a 10-yard catch. Now it's a 25-yard play. Need a little bit more of that from him. This team, they just need help everywhere they can get it. But Jake Ferguson, you're looking at maybe your second best offensive weapon. I was really counting on you to have a big time year this year.
I'm gonna go with Amazi Smith. You know, hey, I think if he could turn the corner on a career and you could get the defensive tackle that you thought you drafted, this would be a significantly better defense. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening here on 105 Through the Fan, home of the Cowboys. Okay, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up next. Isn't that right, Chief?
Yes, we know kickers aren't football players, but they are people, and this guy deserves better.
Okay, I want to chat about Twin Peaks with you before we get there, though. Your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. I love Twin Peaks. If you haven't been there, you're going to love them too. Pair any of their made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a Twin Peaks girl. At that moment, you are in for a legendary sports-watching experience whenever you get into one. Now, the World Series is coming up on Friday. That's going to be the place to be is Twin Peaks and our 10 DFW locations. Yeah, there's no better place than the number one sports bar to drive home baseball season. Which team are you battling four in the World Series? Is it New York or is it Los Angeles? An iconic historic matchup, and what a better place than an iconic sports lodge at Twin Peaks to head in there and check it all out. Of course, whatever night of the week it is, basketball, hockey, football, Twin Peaks is the place to be, and I'll see you there soon. Twin Peaks, each drink, scenic view.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Time now to hit a sports hodgepodge. Pretty cool deal there in Los Angeles this week. Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. in L.A. to see the Bronny opener. I wonder if they can get him on the court at the same time. Maybe blowout or something like that. I don't know. But if you remember Griffey Jr., which you'd have to be kind of old to get there. Yeah, I think it was 89 rookie year. He and his dad on the same outfield. They were the Mariners after, of course, Griffey Sr. with a very storied and accomplished career. He played a long time.
Long time.
Mostly with the Reds. But father-son duo is always cool when they can be playing on the same team. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. You can jump to frankelfirm.com. We'll jump now to Chief with a sports hodgepodge. Take it away.
Yes, sir. We had some more college football things to reveal. I know one of them was our team in Indiana, the Hoosiers, IU. They continue their undefeated run.
Google them. They win.
Yeah, Google me. I win. That's exactly right. Their head coach was going viral last week because of it. They welcome in Nebraska over the weekend and just absolutely smash them.
Could I bring up an observation?
Yeah.
Since the Woolly Bully kind of claimed Nebraska love several weeks ago.
It's unwavering.
They've been god-awful.
They'd lost one game, Brian.
And it was an embarrassing fashion.
They lost.
Wait, Nebraska?
That I think
they lost one game before the Indiana game.
Oh, before this weekend.
So how they've been that god awful?
They've been god awful. That was embarrassing the other day.
Yesterday, yeah, Saturday game was embarrassing.
Saturday was Indiana. Yeah.
I didn't think there was any way they'd get shellacked that bad.
Yeah.
They still haven't beaten a ranked opponent for quite some time now, until this week against Ohio State.
It's happening. Putting in the call.
The upset is happening this week, baby. Just when everyone's counting out the Huskers.
Reports show that. For the first time in over 30 years of people being a fan there, they actually had multiple concession stands at the IU game run out of beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while since IU's been good.
It's a banner year. You probably got to go back to Antoine Randall L.
Yeah. It's a good pull.
And then you also, I didn't even realize he went to IU. And he right? played, did he play quarterback for them?
He did.
A lot of my family's from Indiana, and I didn't realize they had a college football team until I was like 25 years old.
Well, they're having the time of their lives right now.
I don't think their quarterback's going to be playing this week, though, for Indiana. I think Rourke got hurt. So they're hosting Washington.
Oh, yeah, I did see. Yeah,
that
you're
could
right.
be a tough one.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be bad. Well,
you guys are playing at Ohio State this weekend, huh?
The Huskers, yeah.
About to get wrecked. Could only score 14 against Rutgers, huh?
They win the game?
They did.
Yeah.
It was a disaster, though.
Yeah. They won the game.
Yeah. You got schlonged.
56-7. That's a schlonging for the ages.
Yeah, they did.
All right. We have another college football story
here. It was
here.
A schlonging. Still a crap take by Brian, but it was a schlonging.
I don't know. Ever since you've kind of jumped on board.
They won two games afterwards.
I kind of feel like that their program's on the way down because
I've been pulling for the Big Red ever since Rex went there.
They got to play Purdue and Rutgers. And then the first time.
Hey, they got the wins, all right?
A legitimate
and
team.
Watchdog, whatever school you're pulling for over there.
Well, have fun finding that.
Who's
team.
That? The Oregon State Beavs? Portland Maybe. State? I actually can't say anything about Portland State. They fired our coach at halftime.
Oh, with the
that
mean
was
green.
A disgusting performance. Yeah. Oh my god.
You guys fired your coach?
Now, that well, was a schlonging.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they told them like, "Hey, this thing's
three
done
coaches speed. Have been fired already. East Carolina's guy got fired. Who else?
Yes, I think Seth Luttrell got the offensive coordinator at OU. Just got canned today.
Oh, did he?
Mm. Yeah. Well deserved.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lincoln Riley's nuked two programs.
Man,
between OU and.
Lincoln
USC
now,
being a
that
disaster.
Was another bad loss for them, too.
Yeah.
What's going on?
In South Carolina? To mean
no,
Oklahoma?
No. Actual Southern California, USC.
Oh, I thought
is the real USC to you South Carolina?
No.
No.
No?
No.
I've never understood that either.
No,
the real
USC is out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, it is.
No, but the Trojans had another bad loss this week.
They did, yes. Lincoln Riley, both L's in Lincoln, our capital. Mm. And it's struggling right now. Now, Arizona State loses. Listen to the Arizona State coach completely eviscerate his own kicker after losing 24-14 to the Bearcats of Cincinnati.
You can be aggressive, but just because you convert doesn't guarantee that you make it one possession. So you would hope that you can make, you know, a kick, one of those. But our kicking game is atrocious. So if you can kick and you're at Arizona State, email me. Right, we're gonna have kicking tryouts on Monday. Mm-hmm. So. Bring it on, kicking tryouts Monday. Let's go.
Email.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. We're going to put it out on our social. We're going to have a kicking tryout on Monday. We got to find somebody who can make a field goal. It makes it even harder, like, late in games when it's clearly a kick scenario. Like, that's when it gets really hard because you're like, it's clearly a kick. Like, you definitely want to take points here. There's no doubt in your mind. And he hadn't had a kick this game. He was kicking good pregame, so I felt good about it. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, we got to do a better job getting him in the better mental state to kick. But at the same token, I got to do a job, and I got to get guys on the field that can perform in those situations as well. And, you know, we'll go to work, and we'll get better, and we'll – have a tryout and see if somebody's good enough. And if somebody's not, then you know what? Status quo, keep going to work. If somebody is, then you know, we'll add them to the team and rock and roll from there.
I saw a guy on Twitter that looked like he was making field goals. Like, he said, I've tried to call you for a tryout before. And,
really?
Yeah, and like, he at Coach, is it Dillingham?
Yeah.
Is that his name? He like, and he was showing himself like kicking field goals. He goes, I've tried to get a tryout with you before and you've never responded.
So now's the time.
I guess he's going to show up now.
Go and cash in, bro.
But the guy was showing him like kicking like 50-yard field goals, like no problem. And he's like, I've tried.
He's banging him from 50. Says he's a punter too, and he's been trying to walk on for 3 years.
That guy, right? Is that the same guy?
Nolan
right?
Crinksy.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Come
what
on,
a missed
coach.
Opportunity.
Seriously,
coach.
How about you look in the mirror, coach, instead of tearing up your poor kicker out there?
Got some tree trunks on him too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet this kid is serious about it. And maybe he'll be a Sun Devil by week's end. Now, there is one heartwarming kicker story in the NFL right now. That's the Lions kicker, old Jake Bates. Says he couldn't have dreamed of this moment. This is so cool. After hitting the game-winning field goal yesterday versus the then-undefeated Minnesota Vikings, he gets one of the game balls that Man Campbell was dealing out there in the post-game locker room.
You forget to give one to Goff this time again?
Probably, even though Goff had an unbelievable day yesterday. I saw Jahmyr Gibbs get a game ball, and I saw this kicker Bates get a game ball as well. 10 for 10 on field goals this season, 20 of 21 on the extra points. He's a rookie, signed with the Lions in June. After putting together a strong performance with the Michigan Panthers in the UFL, he made three field goals of at least 60 yards in the spring league.
Light work.
He said, 18 months ago, I thought I was through with football. I was selling bricks back in Houston. I thought the dream was dead.
Jeez.
My dude was out here working as a brick salesman. He goes from bricks to kicks. He was working for Acme.
Nice.
And then
good brick company.
He tries out for Houston. The Texans spent 10 days with them last year in August and then jumped over to the UFL. Showed he had quite the leg on him. And then now he's kicking game winners for maybe the best team in the NFC, the Detroit Lions. So pretty cool story there. We do have our guy Butter Aubrey on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Cowboys hour tonight. So that gets going at the top of the hour. Looking forward to hearing from the Cowboys best player. Now, I was also curious, the more I think about the story that Wolchuk shared with us earlier, he got very vulnerable and introspective, and I appreciate that.
I try.
I feel like we need to have your buddy Jared on the horn. We need to ask him some questions. There's some follow-up questions that I think are necessary here.
What follow-up questions would you like to ask?
Jared to join the program to walk us through what happened where he... I guess involuntarily at 30 plus years old on a Sunday fun day crapped on his buddy's couch.
Yeah, he did.
So full fledged.
Yeah. I mean, he said it was a short, we need the details, like a full on.
How could you let this happen?
Bonanza.
Exactly.
Did he have like shorter shorts on? How did that sneak through?
He had short shorts on. They were very thin. I honestly don't know how the, because it was a lot. I mean, there was a lot of smudge.
That wasn't a shark.
It was a full on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dookie in the draws. Yeah.
You guys don't have questions?
Did he fall asleep?
Taking it at face value?
Well, here, I just, like, I know the night before, he's a massive Texas Longhorn fan.
Okay.
And just hit the whiskey.
He's like, well, if my team S the bed, I might as well S the couch.
And he did. And he had just eaten some spicy ramen.
Okay.
So that disrespect, bro. My man was just going to fart all over your couch anyway.
Yeah.
What was your game plan when,
very
when
loose you started?
Yeah. When you started feeling this, of what was your? You were just going to let it ride.
I
mean, here,
I can reach out to him and see if we can get him on.
Was a bathroom in striking
about
distance?
Him speaking in general. The F bombs could be flying
because he's full of it,
and he is full. And you never know what's going to leak out.
Do you feel like you should demand a replacement couch?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I don't know. I think that's a little bit too much.
I think steaming the cushions, maybe taking the cushions...
What about pain and suffering?
Take your cushions to dry cleaner, make him pay for them.
Due to his negligence, you are due for...
He would do that.
There you go.
He would definitely
clean. Yeah, take all the cushions and you get to clean them all.
You can't take a nap on that couch without fear of pink eye now or brown eye.
I don't think I've ever.
That's the crap couch forever,
sit on
dude.
That specific cushion, that's for sure.
Yeah, think about what type of inconvenience that is for you now moving forward. You got 66% of a couch that you can hop on. I'm assuming this is a three cushion couch.
Yeah, it's a three cushion couch. And he honestly,
we can't afford the L shaped couches.
He soiled two of them.
Two?
Yeah, because he moved over and there was a little bit.
He doubled down?
A little bit got in the crevice.
This is personal. Did
he didn't realize what had happened?
He wasn't sure. Think about all the questions we have.
We need to get him on the horn.
Sure. He wasn't sure.
We need to grill him like they grilled Jerry.
He wasn't sure if it was soup or poop. Oh, well, trust me, as soon as he did a wipe, I knew it was poop.
So how has he dealt with this? Is this an issue?
Apparently it happened last.
Apparently, you can't even go back like 10 years. Can't even go back to a crazy night in college.
I wish. A year ago on St. Patrick's Day, in a hotel.
He's making a habit of this in a bed.
I'd love to replace the couch 682. I feel bad saying like, hey, buy me a new couch. I don't think I can do
that. Have him dry clean the cushions.
I can't believe that you made it, and it was all happening in real time and you were flustered and you weren't expecting your adult friend to crap on your couch.
I might have had half a gummy.
Football.
I don't know.
Yeah, you might have been a couple of gummies deep there. I've never known you.
I might have gone
half
full Mad
gummy,
Dog.
Okay. If you go, yeah.
Are you telling me I don't have anything?
No, I was just specific to the gummies.
No, you're right. I don't.
You let him use your shower?
Yeah. Well, the crazy part is he threw his friend's poo cushions into his own washer. Oh, that's where I feel for him. I'm like, that needs to go to
no, no,
to
he threw
friend's.
Those out. Oh, the cushions.
The
yes.
Cushions.
The cushions, yes. Yes.
So it's like every
he
time you wash your clothes.
The undies and that had to be, he took that out to the dumpster.
I want to hose that fool down in the backyard.
Yeah. Maybe go home.
This is where you sit, right here, in that lawn chair, that plastic one.
It was not leather. There was no leather.
It was not leather.
I mean, this is a very old couch.
That's not
the most common causes of fecal incontinence include constipation, diarrhea, and conditions that damage the muscles and nerves around the poop muscles, so-called poop muscles.
No, and you know what? The repercussions would be more severe if this was somebody that I didn't know well. Like, I roomed with him in college. Like, he's one of my oldest
And he didn't have a habit of doing this in college.
This is the first time this has ever happened
in your...
When I've been with him.
Right.
This, it happens as you get older.
This severe. Yeah.
Yeah. 38, you better check that fart before you let it go.
Yeah, no forces. Now, we're not talking about my
sure
daughter.
It's hot back there. Let me not do this in public.
The idea that he's had to learn the hard way twice now. Like, he had the moment last year to have that like, come to Jesus meeting with himself in the mirror. Hey, I need to be better.
He also throws up a lot.
Oh,
somebody said that you rub his nose in it.
I should have.
Bad Jerry.
Bad Jerry.
Bad boy.
Bad. Naughty boy. No.
Should we have him on? 877-881-1053. Would you like to hear from the guy? It doesn't have to be right now. We can follow up at some point. Yeah, but would the Tolls want to hear from this guy? Because I certainly do.
I think it'd be a great opportunity to maybe get like a Depend sponsorship for the show.
We've been working on that with Broadus's presence here, and they won't return our phone calls.
No, they won't call us back.
Let me know, 469, about this upholstery cleaning, because I need all the help
I can get. That's what I'm thinking.
Because I don't like what's happened here.
I don't think I'd ever have that couch in my house again.
The thing is, you can only
get it so clean.
How about have him over
anymore? I just can't
go
buy a new damn couch that easily, guys.
Yeah. No, you got to start.
Have him pay for the service.
You
got to.
He
will. He will do that.
Marketplace that thing.
Brian is so disgusting. He's just shaking his head like, how did I get here? From running a damn draft to the Eagles. Now I'm talking about a kid crapping on my friend's couch on a football Sunday. What the hell did I do to deserve this?
The fact that Eric wants to interview this guy so badly has got me really disturbed.
I'm up for it, though. That sounds like a great follow-up.
I mean, that's a guy that
Eric looks so defeated.
I'm interested to hear what questions Eric has for this gentleman. Seriously.
So what were you thinking when you felt the splat?
Yeah.
Honestly,
it felt like a dream and a nightmare. The whole thing was just, I didn't think he was being serious. And then I realized this is serious.
This is very serious.
I think
it's not. It's nuts,
did he throw the
man.
Underwear away at your house?
He did.
That's got to go on the outside.
Yeah, bro, you got to take that out.
Maybe like in the neighbor's area.
Maya goes, you can take all the trash out while you're at it. So he's taking all of our trash out with his crappy dookie drawers. Yeah.
Unbelievable, Wolchuk.
Yeah. Did he leave your house wearing a pair of your shorts?
No, he washed his.
Huh?
Was he just standing there? Winnie the Pooh t-shirt.
Unfortunately, he's his tiny man, and I don't think I had shorts that could really fit him.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Had to make do, huh?
Well done.
It's still not explained. No.
No.
What did he do with the, what was he saying?
He threw away the undies, but he still wore the shorts he was wearing after cleaning them out.
Okay.
Oh, so he didn't wash them?
He washed them.
He just
hand-washed
them. So what did he wear?
Them.
With soap and water.
He wrapped a blanket? Oh, and then he put them back on wet?
He put him back on.
Yeah, so what was his body doing during that time?
He was in the bathroom.
Would he cover it up with something?
Yeah, with a towel. And I've thrown away that towel.
Oh,
that was
God.
Used.
We've spent the last 7 minutes asking questions, Rodas. I mean,
he's got an eye for talent. That's a scout right
I know,
there.
I can't wait. No. I'm gonna pull a Bassick and just sit over.
I'll get him on at some point.
Time.
Just have the dumb button ready whenever that day comes.
We got to run. We'll cross with the fan after dark. We'll get you set for the Cowboys hours coming up at 7 o'clock with Brandon Aubrey, and we'll do all that next year in the Nation. Thank you, Lucius. Cowboys hours coming up 7 to 8. You'll have Brad Sham and Brandon Aubrey, and all the fun Cowboys times coming up, and then. From 8 to 11, you'll have the Fan After Dark with Blake and Fred. Gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Brandon Aubrey's on again? Is that where we're at right now?
I think the punter was
the
on kick, already.
The kicker on yeah, twice?
They had Brian Anger.
Next week, I think it's the long snapper.
We're going to get the holder.
We'll get Trent Seg.
That one in.
Seek. Tough times right now. These guys are feeling under fire, I think. You know, they don't want to answer the
Bones
tough
fossil
questions.
One next.
You have confirmation, Eric, tomorrow night at 6:20. My friend is...
We relive the sober S-ing of the pants.
He's open to coming on the show.
Good. Good.
Right on.
Did you guys hear that?
Jared?
No, what
Jared?
His name's Jared.
His name's Jared.
His pants.
He was like,
yesterday.
Am I going to do this?
On air. On Wolchuk's couch.
Oh,
sober.
God. Are you serious? What did he...
Just watching Red Zone. Just trying to hang out, watch Red Zone.
Oh,
Wolchuk's six-month-old baby's like right around the corner, not crapping
which
the couch.
Which we expect her to crap her pants because she's 6 months old.
He crapped
his
pants for my baby.
I think my mandate...
Is that what it was?
If I'm allowing him... This was even worse. This wasn't just a run-of-the-mill shart.
It was a shart that turned into a full one.
Full-on, like, on your couch?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Shamu in San Antonio over the weekend, this would have been the biggest S... in a long time.
The
only thing that kind of saves it was a man cave couch, right? You know those things are dusty.
Which is basically, you've seen his man cave? It's basically the living room.
No, you're
like
right about
Wolchuk's
that.
Probably done it himself.
Oh, is that couch?
Yeah. You can crap on your own couch,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying.
You've seen the couch, Gavin.
My memory is being refreshed, Wolchuk. That's a nice room. That's a nice man cave.
Don't you think that's a must? Like, from now on, if that friend...
I think it's a new couch. I think you guys should bully him into a new couch.
If the friend is allowed back, I think he has to he has to wear a diaper or pull up anytime he's in my house moving forward.
Yeah, it's depends or nothing.
yeah, dude, that would be great.
That's
you know,
bare minimum.
I think that's the least you could ask for at this point. You know, maybe some diarrhea medication, a Pepto shot on your way in.
He needs some kind of help.
Did he give an explanation for why it happened?
I don't think there was.
Well, we're going to get the explanation tomorrow at 6:20. Okay. How about that for a tease?
Yeah. Does he
that should
kids?
Be in Dawson's tease for tomorrow.
Yeah, he just had a son.
He had a son. Okay.
Is he coming in studio to break this down, or is it going to be over the phone?
It's going
to
be over the phone. He lives all the way in Aubrey.
Just a phone. We should expressway this thing. I feel like we can get a lot out of it.
So what's coming up with your show tonight, gentlemen?
Well, look, we got the NBA kicking off, or tipping off, I guess would be the more appropriate word, tomorrow. So we're going to do a little Mavs after dark. And then, you know, Jerry is missing a golden opportunity. Blake and I were talking about this before the show. Have you guys ever thought of a situation where you've got a professional franchise where you would be okay with tanking?
Yeah.
Like this team would, I don't know a fan right now, and we'll open this up to the Tolos from 8 to 11, who wouldn't be okay with this team tanking the rest of the year and getting a good draft pick, kind of doing the soft reset on the season because you're going to kind of inadvertently do it anyway, if we're really honest
about it. Try your hardest.
You should time out your bad seasons to get the maximum value.
Are we kicking ourselves for giving Dak 240 as well?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
The Mavs aren't kicking themselves for tanking for Luca or Derek Lively.
No, when it's done right.
Worked out.
I mean, if you can, I mean, again, and we're talking about coordinating it, but I mean, look, it worked for the Astros. It worked for the 76ers. I mean, it's been done in the past. And when you do it right, and the Cowboys, people, I mean, look, Jerry talked about wanting to stay relevant. The Cowboys are the one team in the NFL that could tank and would still remain relevant because people from all walks of the earth would revel in the Cowboys not being good.
Yeah, it would be great. You know, I feel like they need premium players. They've messed up a couple of first-round picks in a row because they're picking in the 20s. You definitely don't need to battle it out. 9-0, I'm not the only guy in town bleeping his pants all the time. Mm. I love today. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, I guess.
Is this a Metroplex-wide epidemic?
You know, if it happens twice in the course of a decade, I think you're going to the doctor.
You know what? He did go to the doctor today. That might be something we could follow up with as well. Is there an issue?
What kind of doctor? A proctologist?
I think...
Or he a had, gastronaut.
I think it's just his personal family doctor. I don't think it was like a,
he's just venting,
a specialist.
Ben. Yeah.
At that point, he's just venting to his doctor.
I have created a new line of doctoring.
My pants on my. I see a sponsored segment in your guys' future. That's the way this is going to go.
Okay, WNBA controversy last night. I guess congrats to New York, and the replay didn't overturn it, although she traveled at least once, maybe twice. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I heard about it.
You guys see the play?
I seen the play, and the free throw discrepancy was ugly in that game. I will say that. And Sabrina, she did her best Jason Tatum impersonation. Well, I think one for 19 in the last two games and still was getting all the media craze. So, you know, when you're the best player throughout your team, you have that on your shoulder. Breonna Stewart helped out throughout the way. But I think officiating sports-wide has been terrible.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how it was in that UT Georgia game this week, and I think it's going to affect a lot of sports going forward.
It is the worst when there's something that you can't review. If we're going to review, we're taking a look at the whole thing. They're like, nope, wasn't a foul. I mean, Brianna's doing like hopscotch at the free throw line to get back by the girl, and then, you know, a really, really questionable call. I do feel like the refs don't want to hold a superstar accountable in those late moments. And if you're going to review things and give that player the benefit of the doubt but not, you know, look at everything, that's just a recipe for disaster. Okay, speaking of recipes for disaster, that's what it's been for the Cowboys against the 49ers in recent years. But Debo, guys, is now in the hospital. He's got the pneumonia. Ayuk out for the year. Can the Cowboys actually go to San Francisco and come back with a dub Sunday night?
No.
I mean, I'd love to say yes, but I mean, look, I was on the Cowboy hype train against Detroit, and that went, you know, not well for me. So, no. I mean, could you? Yes. I mean, but again, I heard you guys talking about it. You would like to see something fundamentally different about this football team, and my question is, do you have faith in Mike McCarthy and this staff? Maybe Troy Aikman talking smack is what this team needed. Maybe he's going to galvanize this team. Maybe that's what, you know, you needed somebody from outside the star to lambast this team. And maybe your own doing it, because that's essentially what it is, right? I mean, nobody's going to disrespect Troy Aikman in this sense. For him to come out and basically Turpin might, right? Yeah. But what's that tell you? Yeah. Okay, I mean, if Turpin's the guy, I mean, you know, kind of that tells you all you need to know about the hierarchy of this football team.
Yeah, you know, I think things could work out, you know, decently, but I'm really hoping for the tank idea that you brought up. I don't know. I feel like this team's in a bad, toxic place, and they're reacting to what the outside says because they're not focused. They know they're not good. They can't shut people up with their play.
No.
Like, I lean towards maybe they're going to go 0-5 in their next five before they get to play the Giants on Thanksgiving.
It's very possible. I mean, you ain't beating the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, so you talk about all these guys being out for San Francisco, and you're like, okay, the Cowboys can get a win here, but then you think you're still going to have to be able to run the ball against San Francisco and stop their run. And even though, like, what, four of their five weapons could seriously be out for this game, it might just be George Kittle, right? And he is in question with a sprained foot.
He's always in question.
But I don't think they can slow down the Niners' running game.
I'm just going to say one thing real quick, and I'm going to tease it now. One thing I saw about Brock Purdy and why I wouldn't, especially now, I'm not paying him. Development yesterday that I saw with Brock Purdy.
Ooh.
I don't care if this guy would have went 15 or 20 for 1,000 yards yesterday. I am not paying Brock Purdy for one reason and one reason only. I'll tell you that.
From 8 to 11.
8 to 11. Okay, looking forward to that. Fred and Blake here. The 214 says they're 3-3. Wait a few weeks before the tank talk. I mean, come on, watch the football game. Trust your eyes, sir. Do you think this is a 500 football team? They got to play three horrible teams, compiled some victories.
214, I know it's early, but tank the season. I'm talking about Titanic singing on the way down. Yes, you got your head in the right place. 817, if pooping your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis, one of the coolest musicians in the history of music. They're going to tank accidentally, says the 682. That team is going to win 2 to 4 more games from this point forward.
I agree.
All right, we've got a cleaning service scheduled. High-end cleaning service is going to come tomorrow.
There you go.
Hopefully take care of this couch problem.
You need back-end cleaning service.
Yeah, we need more than
you think you'll put plastic on your couch next time?
We're going to find out. I think they said they're going to put protection on there. Clean and protect the entire sofa with cushions. So it might be
sharp-proofed. Scotch guard this thing.
Yeah.
Did he like mash his butt into it after he did it?
It sounds like that's insult to injury.
Well, he was like, not sure. Did I actually do this? And then it happened. Yeah,
he rolled around like a dog.
He's not a bigger guy. It's not like stuff could get
it's
lost.
Very tiny.
Down there.
Yeah.
And after having done this last year, you'd think he'd act like he'd been there before.
Yeah.
He literally did this in the last 12 months.
Have some composure next time, Jared.
Some damn decency. 6:20 tomorrow.
Continence.
Composure.
Move over, Jerry. Make a place for the shark guy.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Look at that. It's dark outside already when we get off work. The fall has arrived. Okay, thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo, your Nosebleed Brothers. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And thanks to Brian Broaddus. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Mark Schlereth will join us for a Week 8 NFL conversation at 4:40. Until then, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app